Hello, friends. This is Pastor Evangelist Robert Venable inviting you to stay tuned to this edition of Let's Talk About Jesus right here on WMAF. This, of course, is your hometown radio station right there in Madison and North Florida, but is also your radio station if you are listening as it streams through the World Wide Web. And it has become your radio station in a sense if you have downloaded this edition of Let's Talk About Jesus from our website. We are so grateful that you've come to gather around the Word of God with us today. Amen. And if you are not a Christian, we want to say up front, before we go any further, please be our very special guest today. Don't disqualify yourself from Bible study. You know, the Scripture said in John 8, verse 30 and 31, if you continue in my word, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Maybe we should have a disclaimer when we open the Bible. Hallelujah. Amen. And that disclaimer simply being that you just may be set free. Amen. So we want you to know, if you're in a prison house of habit and you are bound by anything, bound by sin itself or Satan, you can be set free. As we encounter God's Word, we will surely encounter God's Holy Spirit today. Hallelujah. And God will set you free. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, just wanted to invite you to go with us. Don't back off because you're afraid of freedom. It is a glorious thing to be free. Many people think that if you receive Christ as your Savior, you're going to live in some kind of religious box. Maybe some people are not enjoying their liberty and they look that way, but that is not the case. There's something called the glorious liberty of the sons of God, and there is a freedom to live our life without fear of the future. Knowing where we're going is a powerful, powerful thing. Praise God. Amen. Well, having said all of that, let me invite you to our website as you're turning to Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 3. If you would like to come to our website, know more about this ministry, we're celebrating our 40th year, beginning year 41, as God provides and gives us grace and mercy and strength in the ministry right here in Tampa, Florida, at the Holy Church of God, an independent Assembly of God international affiliate. And we have been in good standing with this worldwide organization, not a denomination per se, but a fellowship of independent ministries worldwide, independent in the sense of being free to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit, ultra dependent upon God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us and sustain us. And His Word is the basis for our preaching, our teaching. It is all found in the Bible. Praise God. Nothing extra biblical here. Hallelujah. This is a final and complete truth that God has given to us, and everything we need is between those pages, and that's why the enemy doesn't want us to get in there and dig out those golden gems of truth. But we're going in, we're going mining today. Hallelujah. So put on your hard hat and let's get in the Word of God together. Amen. Just type in THCOG if you'd like to come to our website. Over 1,300 sermons and many, many of the recent editions of Let's Talk About Jesus. Everything is free. There's no strings attached except the disclaimer. You just may be set free. Hallelujah. If you embrace God's truth is going to go to work inside of you. If you embrace God's Son and receive Christ as your Savior, no prison house of sin can hold you any longer, because He came to set the captive free. That's a whole other message, but it's a good one. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, if you have your Bibles, Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 3, on the subject, consider Him, the power of a focused faith. And it simply says, for consider Him that endured such contradiction of sinners against Himself, lest you be wearied and faint in your own mind. That begins with, let us lay aside every weight and sin that does so easily beset us and run with patience the race that is set before us. The only way to persevere as an upstream Christian in a downstream world is to keep our faith focused on Jesus Christ. Last week we talked about considering Jesus crucified out of Hebrews chapter 2 verse 9 and 10. And if we want to move on today and consider Jesus identified, there are seven things, and this is number two of the seven here in the book of Hebrews, that will help us keep our faith focused on Jesus. And it simply says in Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 14, consider Him, Jesus identified. Let me read the verse for this topic. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. See, there's nothing vague about this. This is distinctly directing us to look at Jesus and focus on Him in this wonderful ministry to you and to me. Let us hold fast our profession. Let us hold fast our profession. You know, the Bible teaches we're to hold fast our profession of faith without wavering. For He is faithful that promised. Hallelujah. Everything we hold on to in the Word of God is focused upon His faithfulness to perform it, His faithfulness to do it. We've been dealing with the subject that God watches over His Word to perform it in our congregation, that we don't have to remind Him of His Word. I understand that we make that statement because we want to incorporate His promises in our prayers, remind Him. But actually, we're not reminding Him of His promise to us. We're reminding ourselves that He's made that promise to us, that we might stand upon the Word, that we might receive the benefits of that promise. Seeing that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. Jesus, the Son of God. What an identification of Jesus. He is the only begotten Son of God. What an identification of the Son of God. He is Jesus. Hallelujah. We hold fast our profession because by the revelation of the Holy Spirit, Jesus is clearly and unmistakably identified as the Son of God. And in this scripture, the Son of God is our go-between. He is our intercessor. The Bible said we don't have a high priest that cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly before the throne of grace that we might obtain grace and mercy to help in the time of any need. Amen. We need to consider Him, to focus our faith on God's faithfulness, expressed so wonderfully and beautifully that His own Son is in a high priestly ministry in our behalf. And seeing that He understands our weaknesses, He understands our failures, He understands our fallacies, He knows exactly what you need today to overcome. He knows the forgiveness you need, the grace you need, the mercy you need, the strength you need, the wisdom, the knowledge, and the power. And He is in a position to intercede in our behalf. Amen. The Bible said literally in the book of Hebrews also that He is able to save them to the uttermost, to the farthest extent. You can't get any more saved than Jesus can save you. Seeing that He ever lives to make intercession for them. Praise God. Jesus is not only our sacrifice lamb upon the cross, but He is also our high priest bringing that sacrifice before the throne of God, that we might be forgiven, that we might be given mercy, that we might be granted grace. Hallelujah. You know, there's no other way to approach God except to see Him seated upon a throne that from which grace and mercy is flowing to us. See, people with works that they think is going to make them worthy of an answered prayer or an audience with God, some kind of religious work or even righteous work that we do that is going to give us some kind of special place with God. Now, don't get me wrong. God does reward obedience, and He does punish disobedience, even among His own children. But it is not our perfect or wonderful obedience that brings us into that place in His palace, that place before His throne. It is nothing but pure, unadulterated grace and wonderful, wonderful mercy that flows from His throne. And that's why we can come with such confidence. That's why there's no big people and little people before that throne, because no merit is allowed. We have to come in a common ground at the foot of the cross, amen, to come before the throne of grace and know the only reason that we can approach God is because that Jesus shed His blood upon that cross, and now, as our high priest presents His own blood before the Father in our behalf, praise God, seeing then that we have a high priest, praise God, that is passed into the heavens. For that express purpose, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. Hold fast your profession of faith. Amen. Because He is faithful, that promise. This is in the context of your salvation and your fellowship relationship, your reconciled relationship with God. It is not in the context of just saying something and through the power of your words mingled with faith, making it materialize. That is not what this scripture is about. It's about a higher and much holier thing than obtaining things from God, material possessions in particular, or even a physical healing. This is above physical healing, although God does heal the sick today. This is above material possessions, although God does bless His people with our needs met today. This is about what He has done of such eternal value. We need, in order to change the focus from ourselves and from the things that beckon us from this world about us, we need to consider Jesus, our great high priest, that has passed into the heavens and is now in a ministry of presenting His own blood as the atoning price for our sins, that the Father may forgive us when we repent and seek Him for forgiveness, that the Father might receive us, embrace us as His own sons and daughters, and that the Father may answer our prayers when we come to Him, amen, in faith, and we pray in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Jesus. Consider Jesus identified as the Son of God, the Savior of the world, and our great and holy High Priest. There's another verse here in the book of Hebrews that causes us to look upon Jesus and look to Jesus, and is to consider Him not only identified, but Jesus qualified. In Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 20, it said, "Whither the forerunner is for us entered, even Jesus, made an high priest after the order of Melchizedek." What a glorious qualifier the Lord Jesus is, qualified to dispel all fears and to give us an eternal hope. He is called here by a special name, a word which occurs nowhere else in the New Testament. He is called the forerunner. The forerunner. What an expression. He's a runner. Nothing could stop him. No obstacle could impede his progress. He carries all before him. He brings good tidings. He's a forerunner, a representative of a great number who are coming after him. He announces their names and guarantees by his person in heaven already that each one of them shall be with him forever and forever. Then suddenly a name is called into the story, that of Melchizedek. Who is he? He's a high priest in the old covenant without an altar, offering, sacrifice, or successor. I want to say that again. He is a high priest in the old covenant. Very mysterious because he's without an altar, an offering, a sacrifice, or a successor. The cross is over. The sacrifice is offered and accepted. The work of redemption is complete. Jesus is called a high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek, the high priest with no successor. It's when Jesus said, Tetelestai, on the cross, one Greek word, and the meaning of which is rendered, it is accomplished. It is finished. Paid in full. Nothing can be added or needs to be added to what Jesus has done in our behalf when he gave up his life, suffered and died on the cross. You can work for him and serve him to express appreciation for what he has done, but you cannot earn anything. You can't earn one drop of that blood that was shed in your behalf because it was shed in perfect love and it produced perfect grace and mercy. Jesus is the perfect sacrifice lamb. Hallelujah. And there's none after him. The moment that he gave up the ghost, even while sacrificial offerings were being offered in the temple, the physical temple here upon the earth, the veil of the temple was rent from top to bottom. Praise God. What Jesus did opened the gates of mercy and grace to every man, woman, boy, and girl on this planet. Listen, friend, if you're listening today and you don't know Christ and think I've done too much, there's too much evil and sin in me, I could never be saved and forgiven. I'm here to tell you by the authority of the Word of God, you need to consider Jesus crucified, identified, and highly qualified. Amen. To be your great go-between. To span that great chasm that sin has created between you and a holy God. Me and a holy God. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus, our great high priest. He's a forerunner. In another place, he's called the first fruits of them that slept. In other words, he was the first man to die, be raised from the dead, never to die again. That is the difference. Lazarus was raised from the dead, but he died again. The widow's son was raised from the dead, but he died again. Jairus' daughter was raised from the dead, but he died again. But Jesus was raised from the dead, never to die again. He is the forerunner. He became flesh and died in our place as if he was a sinner, though he never sinned. The just suffering for the unjust, that he might bring us to God. But when he rose from the dead, he rose in a glorious body. He became the first fruits of all those who have died and have accepted him. And we know what to expect, because the Bible said, in our future, though death may touch our body if Jesus tarries, the Bible is very, very clear that when he comes again, our vile body shall be fashioned after his glorious, glorified body. And mortal will put on immortality. Hallelujah. Amen. I like that great old gospel hymn on that great getting up morning. Fare thee well, fare thee well. There's a getting up morning coming one of these days, friend. Because Jesus was raised from the dead, there's going to be a resurrection of the righteous dead. Those that have died in Christ, those bodies are coming up when He comes. Hallelujah. According to the Word of God. That's why it's so vitally important that we keep our focus on Jesus, because He has been qualified. His blood has been accepted. He is a great high priest interceding for you and for me. He that died upon the cross is presenting Himself and His own blood, amen, in our behalf today. This creates a hope, which is an anchor of the soul entering into that is within the veil. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Consider Jesus qualified to stand in the gap for you and for me, to be the great intercessor of heaven, the great high priest that stands in the presence of God to make intercession for you and for me. You know, not long ago, we talked about the scripture where Jesus told Peter, "Peter, Satan hath desired to have you that he may sift you as the wheat." We explained about that scripture. When he said "have you," it was in the plural, not just Peter alone, but every believer, all of the apostles, all of the disciples, reaching down through time to our generation. Satan still wants to destroy souls today. He wants to destroy you. He wants to destroy me. But Jesus said, "I have prayed for you all." Hallelujah, that your faith fail not. And when Jesus prayed, He prayed in the perfect will of God. He prayed in perfect faith in His intercession for us. You see, He's always fulfilling that priestly role of intercession. On the cross, Jesus prayed for every person in that crowd, those that laughed at Him, took sick pleasure in His suffering. He prayed, "Father, forgive them." It was a blanket prayer. God can't do it unless we receive His Son and ask forgiveness, but He provided forgiveness. He asked that grace be granted, mercy be given. He was already in a priestly ministry, even as dying as a sacrifice lamb. Oh, how He loves you, and oh, how He loves me. Is He qualified? He shed His blood. He is the one that presented Himself. He's the one that said, "Not my will, but thine be done," and set His face like a flint, determined to go to the cross, and not only go to the cross, but stay on the cross for 6 agonizing, tortured hours, when every fiber of His being was crying, "Stop the pain, stop the asphyxiation, the suffocation that He was experiencing." But He stayed on the cross. Without God's grace, mercy, help, or strength, because He cried on that cross as He took our place and took our punishment, the Father couldn't give Him the help that He can give you, the grace that He can give me, the mercy that He offers. He was unmercifully punished as an unrepentant sinner on the cross. And He cried, "Father, Father, why hast Thou forsaken me? Why hast Thou forsaken me?" So that we would never hear those awful words from our Father and our God. He took our place on the cross. Every time I get weary, and every time I get the poor old me's, and every time I want to throw in the towel, I don't mean quit God and go back into sin, but just quit pressing on. Just quit seeking His face, and just quit trying to follow Jesus with everything I am and everything I have. You know, the Bible said in order to follow Him, we have to deny ourselves. And if my focus is on me, I can't do that. If my focus is on me, I can't take up my cross. I resist it. I reject it. But if my focus is on Jesus, and I consider Him and what He's done for me, then there's no room for me to complain. All there's room for in my life is praise and worship and adoration. It gives me energy. It gives me strength to go on when my focus is squarely set upon Jesus. That's why the Bible said, amen, that we are to forget the things that are behind and reach forth to the things that are before. See, we're to press forward, to press on, amen, to go on to perfection, to build upon the foundation that we have been given in the Word of God, and let God work in us and through us for His honor and for His glory. Ah, friend, today we need to consider Jesus qualified, highly qualified, to be our go-between, to be our great high priest that is passed into the heavens, and we need to boldly come. If you're not a Christian today, you need to come with confidence, absolute confidence. Amen. I love that great song. I probably said it last week, but I've never watched one of those Billy Graham crusades down through the years where at the end of the preaching of the gospel, the simply proclaiming of the good news of God's love and grace, the great choir would sing, "Just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee. O Lamb of God, I come." Oh, friend, just as I am, and waiting not to cleanse my soul of one dark spot, O Lamb of God, I come. You see, friend, today Jesus is qualified to be the sacrifice lamb. He gave His life. He laid it down on the cross. He stayed on the cross that you might have the privilege and opportunity to be saved. If you're already a Christian today, He stayed on the cross. That's why you are saved today. And because we have a high priest that is passed into the heavens, that is now seated at the right hand of the Father, that at the right hand of the Father, His own body with the nail scars, His own blood that was shed, stands, that He might intercede in our behalf. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Therefore, let us hold fast our profession. Hallelujah. Amen. Why? Because He is faithful that has promised. Praise God. You know, the promise was made in the Old Testament, looking forward to what Jesus would do on the cross. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. The judgment that is coming in this land will not touch you in any wise. Because when I see the sacrifice blood shed by the sacrifice lamb, I'm going to pass over you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, today, if you don't know Jesus as your own personal Savior, I pray right now, right at this holy moment where Jesus stands ready to enter into a priestly ministry in your behalf, if you will repent of your sins, Jesus is qualified to stand between you and a holy God that you've sinned against and I've sinned against, and present His body, His blood, as a faithful high priest that lives forever to make intercession. Hallelujah. Oh, how He loves you today. Don't wait. Don't wait. Eternity is forever. Don't wait. Don't hold back. Today is the day of salvation. This is the accepted time. Give Him your heart. Give Him your life. Give Him your love. Amen. And let Him secure you. And let Him love you back. Amen. He already loves you, but let Him express it to you in forgiveness, full and free. Well, our time is gone. I pray that you will consider Jesus today. Amen. In all that you do and all that you say, He will build you up and keep you. Come back next week, will you? And let's talk about Jesus.